signed by Governor Roy Cooper prevent state money from being used to try to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a minor. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Some high-level meetings in Australia yesterday featuring U.S. officials, among them Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Pompeo commented on U.S. and Australian interests in the Persian Gulf, where tensions with Iran are up.
We hope Australia will partner with us in some of the most pressing foreign policy challenges of our time, like efforts to stabilize Syria to keep Afghanistan free of terror and confront the Islamic Republic of Iran's unprovoked attacks on the international shipping in the Strait of Hormuz.
Defense Secretary-designate Mark Esper is also with Pompeo on that trip.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows and other such products. Victoria's Secret is reportedly hiring its first ever transgender model. Brazilian model Valentina Sampaio posting a photo of herself at a shoot over the weekend with VS Pink on Instagram. She wrote backstage click and the hashtag diversity. The 22-year-old was also the first transgender model to appear in an edition of Vogue. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Let's see, the local weather here right outside our studios, Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce in Flemington area. It's 79 out there right now. Today will be partly sunny. Highs could get up to the mid-80s. Slight chance of showers later on today and again into Tuesday in the morning. Could be even a little bit of thunderstorms. Tuesday night, showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm or two. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 3 p.m. Wednesday night, continuing with showers and thunderstorms passing through. Lows at nights, you know, it's going to be in the 80s during the day and 60s at night, cool off a little bit. Clearing up by Friday and into the weekend, temperature should be nice within normal range for this time of year. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Chef Bill's Table here at WHCRDB, the voice of business. We get together every Monday and then also available in podcasts in our archives. If you happen to miss the live show, it's always available. Beauty of Internet Radio. I'm the chef at Jake's Restaurant here in Flemington, New Jersey, serving the community for over 28 years and continue to do so. So we get together on Mondays live, and then, as I said, you know, afterwards in the archives to talk about mostly food-related items, but could be anything. And anybody listening out there, if you know a producer or a restaurateur, or even somebody with a story to tell, somebody that has a, I don't like to use the word hobbyists with food because I think food's serious activity. You're welcome to contact the Chamber and join us on our show for a little lively discussion. Always happy to have guests. So we're looking at summertime seafood. My owner, Steve, was down. He goes down at the shore quite a bit on his days off. And we've seen, and we're seeing at the restaurant, too, requests for, let's say, a clam pizza or a shrimp scampi pizza. Pizza with the seafood. And I think traditionally, if you think of pizza as an Italian preparation, I believe it was not customary to use a sharp cheese with shellfish or seafood. It would be against the rules. Now, we don't have any rules anymore. We just like what tastes good. So I was thinking there's some classic seafood pizza opportunities that you could do for the summer. Now, when you're making a pizza, of course, you know, you've got the oven, but doing it on the grill is very easy, especially with a seafood pizza, because the seafood is either par-cooked before it goes on or fully cooked, or it doesn't take much to cook it, especially in the case of the clam pizza. You really don't need to have that high temperature. So a flatbread, you know, a Boboli crust, you know, I'll go into one that I made years ago when these Bobolis first came out. I submitted it for a contest with them. We got some kind of mention for the idea. If you're not into making the dough, you don't have time, flatbreads, and I see on restaurant menus also, there's operations that may not have a pizza oven or may not have, you know, the big mixer to make the dough and the cooler to let it ferment and everything. Well, sometimes I know at the restaurant we get fresh dough balls delivered every day from our bakery, you know, the Real McCoy. So they're, we, you know, they're portioned and ready to go. And then, yeah, just every day fresh dough. It's the best way. But there are other options. There's, I know there's frozen dough. Again, there's pre-baked crust if you want something real quick. Nothing wrong with a flatbread. And you can actually grill a pizza, too. You can grill fresh pizza dough after it's rolled out or stretched out. What you'll do is you'll grill both sides and then put your toppings on, close the lid on the grill, and let the cheese melt. Very good for vegetables, things like that, that will cook quickly. And you want cheese that melts relatively easily. Your classic mozzarella, I like to go with Monterey Jack, or a blend even. I'm finding now, putting a blend of, even your own blend of cheeses on there. Do you get different, you know, you could put Swiss in there and maybe a little cheddar. You know, it gives a different flavor than, mozzarella's fine. It's the go-to, at least in America, for pizza cheese. But there are many other ones out there. There's some that melt better than others, some that don't melt too much if you want that little, like your grated cheeses or, say, a feta. But combining them with the seafood is not a bad thing, if you like it. If you don't like it, if it's something that, you know, doesn't trick your trigger, well, then you could probably make the pizzas without cheese. But a pizza without cheese is it's a little tough sell. Then it becomes a flatbread with a spread on it. So, but anyway, so if you're, if, you know, whether you make your dough or buy your dough, or use a pre-baked dough, there's these ways of topping them with seafood that cook very quickly. It's a nice change up from, you know, it's summer. We find at the restaurant at Jake's that people tend to order more seafood. The big steak items kind of fall off, the prime rib. people don't order it as much, and they choose instead to go a little bit lighter. Usually it's seafood, and we try to offer a nice variety there, keep it interesting. But you know, right now, with the, you know, scallops are running nicely out of Barnegat, so we'll feature scallops. We have soft shell crabs, of course. When the monkfish is normally harvested off of Jersey coast, once in a while I'll get an offering of a black sea bass, something like that. So the seafood kind of reigns supreme in the summertime, let's say. And that's what when Stephen said, you know, I'm seeing this clam pizza. Like, well, we're getting a lot of requests for it. And that was if you think the clam pizza originated from Pepe's in New Haven, Connecticut. That's the gentleman that was credited with it. And so, of course, if you're in an area that's near the ocean, like we are in New Jersey, you get good access to fresh clams. And we use the hard shell clams, the little necks. The traditional Pepe's pizza is simply the stretched out pizza dough and you shuck some little necks. Now, little necks in the store can get a little bit expensive. We've done with the whole little necks. You need a bunch of them on a pizza, too. You can't, if you put just six little clams on there, it's not going to do. What happens to the clam pizza, if I got to describe it, it's kind of like it's kind of like garlic bread with a little seafood on it. Because there's no sauce. There's no red sauce. So we'll take the, and we sometimes will chop some larger clams, some top necks, you know, bellies and all, not just the strips. If you can't get that, or if you're not into that, the fresh chopped clams that are available in the fish markets are also a good substitute. Or if you get the, we'll get the clam strips sometimes for fried clam strips, and then we can even chop those. And those taste good, but I like the belly. So a few top necks, the larger clams chopped, and then scattered around. And it's simply, olive oil, some garlic, black pepper, oregano, and parsley. And we'll mix this with the chopped raw clams and just spread it on the crust. Now, the original recipe, I think Pepe's, they put just Romano on there. So there's not like a blanket of melted cheese. We add the mozzarella, not a lot, not a full, the covering that's on most pizzas and people want extra cheese. It's kind of scattered on there just to help bring things together. There's other versions of that pizza where people would use, say, a white sauce as the base instead of cheese. And that, to me, you know, it's, if you want to go that route, that's fine. Some people might even, use more cheese. But I like, think of it as spreading garlic oil with clams on bread and sprinkling a little bit of cheese. We use the Parmesan and the mozzarella and bake it in the oven. And the clams, the raw clams, bake very, very quickly. You will end up with a little bit of juice that comes out of the clams. And that's okay. This is a pizza that really, I never like a pizza hot out of the oven. You got to let it settle, let things cool down a little bit and let the ingredients settle in there. Otherwise, sometimes the cheese comes sliding off, right? So that this, you let the juices settle in so that it's saturating the crust with it. If you like linguine with white clam sauce, this is kind of what it's like with a little bit of cheese on it. If you choose not to put the cheese on, that's fine. It's still going to be a great pizza. Even if you can't have cheese or don't want it, just the clams and the olive oil and garlic baked on the crust are very good. We've got a break for a couple of messages. We're going to explore another classic seafood pizza, the Spago smoked salmon pizza. And we'll talk about developing a recipe. We're thinking of a crab pizza out of the Maryland area. We'll get into that. We'll be back after a couple of messages and explore the seafood pizza at Chef Bill's Table.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back at Chef Bill's table here at WHCR-DB. Hunterdon Chamber Radio. First chamber of commerce in the United States to set up a 24-hour news talk radio, internet radio. Pretty cool. So, seafood pizza. So, the other classic that probably familiar with, or maybe not, the Spago. It's so tied to this restaurant, Wolfgang Puck's restaurant in California. The Spago pizza, it's called now. It's not even smoked salmon. So we all know smoked salmon on a bagel, smoked salmon on a canapé. It's always a nice dish, smoked salmon and caviar. And apparently what happened, he would serve it in the restaurant on brioche, and the story goes one night, you know, they were out of the brioche, and somebody, you know, of course, I guess it's a mixed blessing. You got all the, you know, the actors and actresses and, you know, movie people would go there. So it was a place to see and be seen, and very successful. Good run. So they ran out of the brioche, and somebody wanted to smoke salmon. What are we going to do? So, you know, as chefs, sometimes we have to substitute. Think on your feet, and I'm sure you have to do it at home sometimes. So you have a guest, you want to please the guest. You have plenty of smoked salmon, and you know, and all of a sudden, for some reason, you don't have the bread. So the he ran a pizza crust in the oven, just, you know, rolled it out and baked that, and used that as the toast to put the smoked salmon on. So this is a pizza that's not served hot. I guess his pizza man, Ed Ledoux, I think the guy's name was. He was the brains behind California Pizza Kitchen items, the menu. He was did the original menu. Great, one of the classic pizza people. Started California-style pizza, really, the non-traditional toppings, things like that. So anyway, so they run the, they use a little bit of caramelized shallot, and some creme fraiche, which is a kind of like sour cream. As you know, it's a little spreadable. and then put the smoked salmon on that, laid it out in nice thin slices, and dolloped it with the caviar, cut it into wedges, and served it. And that's, you know, from trying to solve a problem, a great classic dish was born. Because, you know, imitators all over the place, and then even some places won't even, they won't even just say smoked salmon pizza, they'll say spago pizza. And if you like smoked salmon, and this is, it kind of makes sense. I've made them, I made these at the restaurant. I've used the idea for, I mean, if I've done it with, we have a hummus platter, and we use a pocketless pita bread. We toast up in the oven, brush it with oil. And one time we ran out of that, I said to the guys, you know, just, you know, roll out a pizza crust, and we would brush it with a little olive oil, you know, put a little salt and pepper on it, get some flavor, and run it. We use a conveyor oven. It's a lot quicker and more consistent. And cut that into wedges, serve it with the hummus, you know, so it works. So anyway, the smoked salmon pizza, what you'll do, again, you could, if you have a flatbread that's already baked, you know, you save some time there. But we need to warm this up, and what I recommend, again, use the caramelized shallots, at least something, you know, a little onion. You could use very thinly shaved red onion if you like that, or white onion, whatever you find is sweeter. Sometimes the red ones get a little bit too hot. But we want to cook the onion a little bit. Because I do like, with smoked salmon, I do like shaved raw onion with it. But if you say, so say you've got a, making a pizza with this, with traditional pizza dough. So you roll out the dough, and you could partly saute the onions, or you could put them, you know, just, you don't need a lot of them. Just scatter them, the onion rings around the pizza. You have your olive oil, salt and pepper, and bake the crust. You might have to do something to the dough called docking. If you've ever seen that, you could, you do it with pie crust so you don't get bubbles on it. And with your dough, sometimes you might have to use the dockers that the pizzerias might use, or bakers. It's kind of a cylinder with these little spikes sticking out of it. You could do it very easily just with the tines of a dinner fork. Just kind of prick the dough all over so you don't get the bubbles. It's going to rise a little bit, but you don't want the big, massive, if you see that happening in the oven, just, you know, pop it with the fork or the knife, and it'll deflate. Problem is, it kind of moves your toppings around, if you've ever had that happen to you. So that's why, you know, if you're, a lot of time, you gotta check things, right? So bake the dough, have the onion already on there cooked, and then you need to let the dough cool down. Now, when I've made it, we like to serve smoked salmon with a horseradish sour cream, you know, and a little spice to it. So that's what I would spread on the pizza dough, and that's just simply good sour cream. Get fresh horseradish, you know, drain it a little bit. You want to squeeze some of the liquid out and mix that with the sour cream. You could use a dill sour cream or creme fraiche. If you like dill with the salmon, it would do well in there. I also do like capers. Even if you chop some of those and put them in there, or sprinkle the capers on top afterwards. Anything you could want to flavor that sour cream or creme fraiche with is fine. And you need that tang, though. You want it, that cultured product. You're not going to put a bechamel sauce on this. I've seen versions with cream cheese and that, you know, like softening cream cheese. I think that's, you know, that's okay. I think the sour cream or the creme fraiche is a little bit more elegant. If you do the cream cheese one, then, you know, it is like having your Sunday bagel, I guess. So you have the smoked salmon. So, you know, for each pizza, an individual pizza, you might use between 3 and 4 ounces. Of course, you're buying it probably already sliced, so it's nice and thin. And you simply lay out those slices in a pattern on the pizza dough. And then you can cut them into your 6 or 8 pieces, however many you're getting out of it. The garnish at Spago, of course, was caviar. If you like caviar, and there's plenty of domestic being produced, you don't have to get the $400 an ounce stuff. But there's paddlefish, there's trout, there's salmon caviar. There's some good ones now that we're producing here that, you know, they do the trick. They're little salted fish eggs, right? And there you have it. So you've got your smoked salmon pizza. And if you wanted to, obviously, if you like other kinds of smoked fish, now, if, say, if you had smoked bluefish or smoked trout or something, you would probably flake that and kind of scatter it around. But same idea, a nice hors d'oeuvre or appetizer or even light meal, but it's a pizza, then you can have the crusts baked and seasoned, and then top it with your sour cream or creme fraiche and your smoked fish. But that you have the classic Spago pizza. Now another one, one I did with the Boboli crust. Now I used to, when they first came out, the kids liked that. They were good even just to serve kind of as a bread. They were already baked. They were nice and puffy. They had a little bit of cheese baked into the crust. And I was going to a meeting of New York Association of Cooking Teachers at the time. We never had members, everybody to bring something. So I said, well, I'm bringing something that we can share. So I used the small pre-baked crust. And I figured, oh, this is something I can heat up there because the dough was already done. And I did it with grilled shrimp. And you think of the sauce that I used was kind of like, I guess, what we call a Louis dressing, crab Louis. We serve it at the restaurant. It's a kind of a mayonnaise and chili sauce type thing. It's not really, you know, Thousand Island. It's not really, you know, special burger sauce, but kind of the same idea. Some, you know, it's a part mayonnaise, and we used our cocktail sauce. So you've got, I make cocktail sauce with chili sauce and ketchup, not just ketchup. So it's got a lot more texture to it and, you know, a little better flavor, I think. But you have your horseradish in there. You have your lemon, your Worcestershire. So you've got all these flavors in there. So simply thinning that out with a little bit of mayonnaise gave me this nice pink sauce that I used as the base for the pizza. So the dough is already baked. Or par-baked, even. I mean, we've done them on, we used to have it actually on the menu at Jake's early on, the grilled shrimp and Monterey Jack pizza. And there's a couple of ways you can go about it. People actually still order it, and we still make it if people like, because the guys know, they know how to do it. We have the ingredients. So you can do this on a fresh dough also, but you've got this nice creamy kind of special sauce, let's say. And I would put that on the dough, and then Monterey Jack cheese. A little, I always, you know, Parmesan to me is like salt. You get a little sprinkling of that. But the Monterey Jack, and I used that, I chose that instead of the mozzarella because the mozzarella is a little, it melts well, but it does get a little stringy. I wanted something that really, Monterey Jack's a great melting cheese, good American product, and one of the, you know, ones we can lay claim to. I thought that would be better, very mild flavor. And it would seem to go with the chili and everything, if you think of, you know, Tex-Mex food, let's say. So you have your pizza with the a little bit of the special sauce and the cheese on it, and I would bake that till it was done. In the meantime, I would grill shrimp. And I would use a nice, you know, 1620 or U15, a good-sized shrimp, peeled and deveined. And I would grill the shrimp until they're just cooked, and then I would split them in half. So you have, you know, you can kind of spread the wealth around, right? Instead of big pieces of shrimp, you could chop the shrimp. We've done this with even shrimp that's already cooked. Doesn't have to be grilled. It's just maybe at the restaurant, if somebody orders it, you know, on the fly, we'll use our shrimp for cocktail. We just cut that, maybe each shrimp into four pieces, so we can scatter it around. Yeah, like, you know, pizza, and just like sandwiches, you want every bite to have all the ingredients. You don't want to have just a blotch of something and then the rest of the thing is, you know, nothing, right? You want to spread it around. So I always like to chop things up. But the original one, grilled shrimp, the shrimp was grilled and then went on afterwards. So say for a small, you know, 7 or 8 inch individual crust that I would use, the Boboli's, I would, you're going to get 6 little wedges, so I would grill 3 shrimp and then split them in half. So I put 1 shrimp on each little slice. And each of those little slices was about 2 bites. So it worked out. If you're making a little bit bigger pizza, that's why I think chopping the shrimp, not too finely, but cutting it into some more smaller pieces, or using a small shrimp would work too. Rock shrimp, something like that. But this is, you've got that cheese with the kind of chili mayonnaise and then a grilled shrimp on top. You could, dare say you could grill scallops and do the same thing or sear them. But that's the case where you're baking the pie and then putting the seafood on afterwards, but still serving it warm. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table. We're going to look at scampi pizza, which we get requests for constantly. And then we'll work on a crab pizza. We'll take you through the development of a recipe in a restaurant, Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Strong words from President Trump as he condemns the weekend's deadly mass shootings. One in El Paso that killed 20 people. One in Ohio that killed 9. 10 counting the gunman who was shot and killed by police. Speaking from the White House, the president says,
"Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism."
The president saying in the wake of the shootings that there needs to be a bipartisan effort to reform the mental health situation in America, and he says the perpetrators of deadly gun violence should always face the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Table talking about seafood pizzas, and one of the often requested special orders, which, well, again, Jake's, we've been there so long, we do a lot of special orders. People like coming there and always challenge us with requests, which we gladly fulfill. So shrimp scampi pizza. So, it's again, a couple of ways to approach this. You could do it kind of like the clam pizza with the garlic oil. We like to do with butter, scampi, garlic butter, right? And a couple of ways to approach this one. We make it, of course, on a fresh dough. We will cook the shrimp, maybe 80% of the way first before we put it on the pizza. As much as we like the clam juice coming onto the pizza, I don't want shrimp juice coming on there. It's, for aesthetic reasons, and I don't want it too soggy. You've got enough going on. You've got the garlic butter, a little bit of white wine, and lemon. So you're making kind of, just essentially a shrimp scampi. and putting it on a crust. And we will use a little bit, again, of Parmesan and mozzarella. Not enough, again, not a blanket of mozzarella, but enough to kind of trap some of the other goodies there, right? And have, of course, a sense of eating pizza, of course, right? So with the shrimp now, again, a couple of ways to do that. If it's, we have just our large shrimp, we cut them. They're a U15, so a pretty large shrimp. We'll cut those into four pieces each. We'll split them lengthwise and then cut each one in half. So they're bite size. And we'll saute that, saute them. And you don't really need flour. You don't want it too floury sauce. If you want it, your garlic sauce a little bit thicker, I mean, there's flour in the pizza dough anyway. We've done it floured and not. I think with the regular shrimp, if you flour them, they seem to hold a shape a little bit better. We're doing it this weekend with a fresh rock shrimp coming out of Florida. A rock shrimp doesn't have quite the iodine flavor of deep water shrimp, harvested more in brackish water just offshore. But a fresh product, native to Florida, obviously. They're little tiny, like shrimp bites. I think that's what people would use for popcorn. We call it popcorn shrimp. Instead of a tiny deep water shrimp, you use the rock shrimp. And it has a flavor, you know, closer to the lobster or langoustine than it does to a shrimp. Iodine, meaning being the overriding flavor in a lot of deep water shrimp. So these little rock shrimp, we did not flour. We just started in a little butter and the garlic, white wine, lemon, parsley, black pepper, a little basil if you like. You know, a couple of basil leaves in there, especially in the summertime. And pass it down to the pizza station. The crust is rolled out ready. And we just put that mixture on the pie, put a little bit of cheese, and finish it off. And it doesn't really... As I say, if you don't fully cook the shrimp, so that you don't want them rubbery, you don't want them overcooked. And the rock shrimp stay nice and tender, too, by the way. That's another advantage of using them. So now that they're in season and available, we'll probably be running them for the rest of the summer because people like the scampi pizza. And again, it's we do a garlic shrimp that's on crostini, which I guess, you know, when each shrimp is on a little bread crouton with some roasted peppers and a little bit more saucy that dish is because you want to soak up the sauce with the bread. But, you know, anything like that, the garlicky shrimp on whether it's a crostini or a flatbread or a pizza seems to be what, at least at our restaurant, what customers are asking for. So now the crab pizza, because this is, of course, again, the crab, we offer many ways at the restaurant, crab cakes and guacamole and the crab Louis salad. And, you know, it's the soft shell crabs. So there's no one, people love crab. It's nice and sweet, especially the pasteurized crab meat. And be careful, you know, the source of it, but if you get domestic stuff, it's very expensive. You get other, Phillips is a good brand. I think there's a Chicken of the Sea. There's some. You want to make sure that Indonesia is a good producer. Phillips is they source the blue crabs from all over the world. But you want to make sure there's the good sized lumps in there. And I used a jumbo lump for this because I wanted the nice pieces of crab to stand out. I didn't want it all. If you get back fin, it's kind of flaked. If you get claw meat, it's even more so. You can, you know, go inexpensive on crab if you're making a dip or something. But I think for the pizza, we want those nice big lumps of crab meat. And here again, it's already cooked, but, putting the heat, baking it on a pizza, it's not, actually brings out a nice aroma. We tried one. So here, you know, we're thinking of a recipe. So crab pizza, what do? If you look at the Baltimore area, a lot of the crab eats a lot of it harvested there. And most of the pizzas seem to be just, you know, a couple of kinds of cheese and crab meat and maybe some Old Bay seasoning. And that's it. So it's like a crab au gratin, which, all right, that's okay. I mean, and again, if that's, that would be a good chance to use like a little blend of different cheeses, maybe, you know, a cheddar and Monterey Jack instead of a mozzarella or even, you know, Swiss cheese, American cheese. I was trying to think of a combination that wasn't similar to what we were already, how we were serving crab already. So, you know, I made a kind of a pimento cheese, and I thinned it out with a little bit of, when you make pimento cheese, it's got the mayonnaise in it. And I spread that on the crust and put the crab on that and a little Parmesan on top. And it was very savory, and the pimento cheese wasn't just roasted peppers. I put a little bottled salsa that we have to keep. People want chips and salsa. We have to keep a little bit of the, you know, the real tomatoey stuff, not our good pico, but you know, something more of a dip. So, you know, and it had that same very, you know, savory, comforting flavor, but it reminded me kind of the you know, the shrimp pizza or the crab Louie. I said, you know, I want to take it in a different direction. And this is sometimes, I mean, in restaurants, you try to do that with your menu, that it doesn't, it's not just, you know, one size fits all type thing. And sometimes the chefs, you know, we like a certain flavor profile or a certain combination, and they tend to repeat themselves throughout the menu. It's hard not to do that. I think the Times Critic last week, Pete Wells, was talking about Jean-Georges Van Gerichten, and he has many restaurants, and you see these similar combinations or variations on a theme, if you will. But, you know, if something tastes good and it works for you, why not? You know, you don't want to be like a chain and have everything stamped out the same. But if you have, either several operations or a large menu like we do, you're trying to... You know, there's certain combinations that work, but I don't really want to repeat things too much. So I was thinking of a different approach to it. What would I do? And I'm thinking of our classic combinations, you know, crab and prosciutto, crab and artichoke. Oh, wait a minute, crab and artichoke. That could work. Artichoke works well with cheese, etc. So I've got to actually break for the quarter hour for a couple of messages from sponsors here. But when we come back, we're going to build a nice crab pizza for you on Chef Bill's Table.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get in!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here at Chef Bill's table at HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So the crab pizza. So now I think I'm onto something. So, you know, we don't really use artichokes. I did have some canned artichokes on hand. I was actually thinking of making an artichoke dip earlier this year and just got sidetracked. And not the marinated ones, just the plain ones. So crab and artichoke, then I'm thinking, okay, we're probably one of the few restaurants in the world that don't have spinach artichoke dip on our menu. We've got buffalo chicken. We've got other kinds of dips. We've always done other kinds. And I think I was afraid, you know, because all the chain restaurants have it in varying degrees of success. And I don't know why. I think because we have many other things that we sell there. And so I said, we never had spinach artichoke dip. And, you know, people, I know it's popular. People like it if it's done properly. So I said, well, maybe that would work with crab. So I took, and again, the spinach artichoke dip, if you look at recipes for it, that, you know, frozen chopped spinach and whatever. So we have always fresh blanched spinach on hand. It's one of our side dishes. And we use it as an ingredient in the risotto. There's, you know, every day we're blanching fresh spinach, squeeze it dry, and then when we need it ordered, it's sauteed, a little stock and a little butter, and it goes out. So we have good cooked spinach, not frozen. The frozen one's got stems. You do better to buy a bag of spinach and blanch it. It will come to the same size little square as a pack of frozen spinach, but it'll be much better. You know, the texture, the flavor, the color, the whole thing. So when I had, there are artichokes, you know, you can buy frozen ones and chop them up. They're pretty good, but I had the canned ones, and I like to chop them by hand because sometimes in even the canned small artichokes, there's parts of it that are too hard. They don't, even through the canning process. And you don't want those in there. And you may have run into that with the, some of the, all right, I'll just put it in the food processor and buzz it. But I chop them by hand. I want, little bigger pieces. Plus, I want to check each artichoke and make sure you're not getting a little bit of the choke that's inedible. It could ruin the whole thing. So I chopped up some of the blanched spinach. I chopped up the artichoke. And I'm thinking, okay, what's the flavorings in spinach artichoke dip? And of course it's got the dairy, you've got the cream cheese, and you've got the sour cream and the mayonnaise. I mean, there's all the, you know, that your standard formula. We used to do it with crab. You've got, you know, crab plus, you know, your dairy, and go from there. And there's usually, you know, some may put a little hot sauce, Worcestershire sauce definitely in there, garlic definitely in there. And I was just, you know, I was playing around more with, you know, the presentation of it, the combination of the flavors, how it would look, how much crab to put on, whatever, how to get this stuff to spread easily. So looking at ingredients, and this is where, you know, if you can stop and think a little bit. So I said, all right, I need a little bit of some kind of mayonnaise. I need some garlic. I need some Worcestershire. I have some Caesar salad dressing, has all those ingredients in it, has a little cheese in it. So, you know, and you wouldn't think it's not really, you know, light and fluffy it like mayonnaise is. So, you know, I used it more as a seasoning. I didn't make it the whole base. But instead of having to go measure and try, I'm just trying, and again, I'm just experimenting here. So I had the chopped artichoke, the chopped spinach. I put a little bit of the Caesar dressing in there and tasted it. All right, that, you know, there's some season. I've got seasoned vegetables. And then we need to spread this around a little bit, and I opted for some sour cream, you know, for the pizza. So I was making this mixture, you know, kind of like a maybe heavier on the vegetable type dip. So I had this smooth mixture of sour cream, a little bit of Caesar dressing, spinach and artichoke, and got it to where I could spread it when it was cold. So rolled out the pizza dough, and I spread this mixture on there. And I took, for one pizza, I used 3 ounces. I used the good jumbo lump because, again, the big pieces stand out. You get good flavor. So that was plenty for the, you know, the 10 or 11 inch. Our pizzas end up being between 10 and 11 inches. So that's, you know, the individual pizza. And put the crab on there and said, all right, now I've got to tie this together with some cheese. And I opted for actually Asiago instead of Parmesan. We grate the Asiago. It's nice shards of it. We use it on our Caesar now. It's really a nice sharp cheese. It's not the same as Parmesan, but the same, you know, same idea. An aged cheese, sharp cheese. It melts very nicely. So I had a little Asiago, and then, again, that's the sharpness, that contrast you want. And then instead of mozzarella, again, I used the Monterey Jack because when the pizza, it's just, again, less stringy, a little softer when it's melting, not as rubbery. So then the cooked mozzarella, you know, it can get a little rubbery, which is, again, part of the fun of a tomato pie or a tomato-based pie or a sausage pizza or something. But, you know, for seafood, I like something a little more delicate, and I think the Monterey Jack fits that bill. So we ran it through, and it worked. So you got spinach artichoke dip, which, you know, again, people may have recipes out there of your own. And with the crab meat, it made a nice topping for the pizza. And when it came out of the oven, of course, you know, like as chefs, we're constantly tweaking, right? And I said, oh, no, I dusted it with the Old Bay seasoning after it came out of the oven. And a couple of reasons for that. I could have done it before, but then sometimes, you know, in the heat, is it going to alter the flavor of the chilies and the red pepper in there too much? So I thought afterwards, it's a seasoning, and, of course, going on the hot product, you get all the aroma from it, which is 90% of your taste is aroma, and it complemented the crab, put the little bit of heat to it that normally you may use Tabasco in a spinach artichoke dip. So here's what I mean. Like when you're trying to figure something out, if you can find similar products or similar, decide what you're looking for the flavor, and sometimes, and again, I was doing it more just because I was on the fly. I wasn't going to sit there and spend, you know, half an hour gathering things. I was just kind of reaching for stuff that I already had, and it worked. Now, we're going to try another version without the spinach and just do crab and artichoke. And for that one, I made a garlic cream. And you'll see recipes for that. Sometimes it's basically just a white sauce, a bechamel with some garlic steeped in the milk. Again, even though, you know, I'm not looking necessarily for gluten-free, you want something, I think, as a spread, as a base for the pizza. I don't want to use cream cheese because I have to thin it out, and, you know, it's too heavy. So I took cream and, of course, a large amount. So it was a quarter cream, and I took 6 garlic cloves and just smashed them so it releases the oil, and I let the cream simmer and reduce to 50%. So I started with a quart. I ended up with a pint. So it's thick. Just the butter fat starting to come out of it. You know, you have to be careful. You don't want to burn it. You don't want to boil it over. You know, it's just this controlled reduction. You got to have a little bit of patience for that. But now I've got this nice spreadable cream that's garlic flavored. I put a little salt and pepper in it at the end after seeing, you know, how much I ended up with. And now I've got this nice sauce that's available to use. and it's spreadable when it's chilled down. Again, you just want a little base. So the next version we're going to try is just crab, artichoke, garlic cream, and the cheeses, again, with the Old Bay, leaving out the spinach. I like the spinach. I like the green color and the flavor of it, but who knows? Maybe the crab and artichoke will be even maybe showcase the crab a little bit more. But anyway, that's what happens. You know, we're trying to meet this demand for seafood pizzas. And in the meantime, we're having fun doing it. And to say, you know, eat with food, unless you burn it, you can always eat your mistakes. It's always fun. Chef Bill signing off. Talk to you next week.
Do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
President Trump calling the weekend's deadly mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, wicked and evil. The two shootings within hours of each other, killing a total of 29 people, 30 if you count the gunman who was killed by police in Ohio. The president saying this morning from the White House.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 600 points in morning trading on Wall Street as the trade war between the U.S. and China heats up. The Nasdaq's been down over 230 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
For the second year in a row, the Lollapalooza Music Festival in Chicago has seen one of the people attending it die. It happened on Saturday on day three of the festival. The person taken to a hospital where they died of an undisclosed medical emergency. 30 other people were taken to hospitals as well for largely alcohol-related problems. The nation's average for gasoline is down again for the second consecutive week. The price of oil's declined by 8% over that period.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
North Carolina is now the first southern state to ban the use of state funds for so-called conversion therapy for minors. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141.